Well, hi, everybody. My name is Scott.
And I'm Daniel.
And we are so pleased and happy and
pleasured. Oh, I thought you were going to say, and we are Scott and Daniel, as if like an old vaudeville act or something. And we are Scott and Daniel.
And Daniel. Did it, did it, did it. Okay.
I would be the juggler.
Yes, and welcome, welcome to our show, ladies and gentlemen. All of the three that listen, we are so happy you're back with us. And we're very happy because today is a different kind of day. Instead of a Tuesday, which is the normal record date, we are recording on a Friday. And you know what Friday is, Daniel, do you not?
It's the best day of the week.
It is. It's Friday. It's Friday.
Wait. If you're going to do this, you got to give us the whole bit.
Well,
the
are
portal
you saying,
of the greasy hole, the hole.
Oh,
you gotta give us
Friday is the best day of the week. It's the portal to the weekend. It is the lubricated gaping hole through which we pass to be born on Saturday and Sunday with joyous bacchanalia. How about that one?
Ew.
I know. Joyous Bacchanalia was my stripper name in the late 70s. However, I changed it to Fucker Face.
That was my conscience. Impersonation there.
Ew. Okay.
Yeah, see?
I couldn't
do that. Yeah.
My ear. Daniel, how are you doing today, darling, on this fine, busy Friday for you? Busy, 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 busy.
It is a very busy Friday because my normal Friday evening show, which is Mixed Minus, is being recorded this evening. So on the last show, you even said, hey, we talk every Tuesday. It's such a pleasure, blah, blah, blah. And I was thinking as you were saying that on the exit of that show, and folks on level 13 have already heard this because I said so right after the show.
Folks on what?
Level 13.
Level 13. Level 13. Level 13.
Yeah, it's our behind the scenes club that anyone can join. All you have to do is send us an email, say, hey, you want to join? We'll hook you up with your own private RSS feed. You get to hear the pre-show and the post-show and this and Mixed Minus.
And you get to be in a Discord chat room and a Discord chatter and a whole Discord.
So on the post-show last week, I said, oh my gosh, I actually can't record on Tuesday. And even though you had just gotten finished saying that every Tuesday. And so we made arrangements at that time that we would instead record on Thursday.
Yes,
of this
we
week.
Did. We did that on live in the post show.
Yep. So as the week progressed, I thought to myself, wait a second, I'm getting my second vaccine shot on Thursday. So I cannot do a podcast at that time. I have to go and get my shot. So I had to move it. Once again, I tried to make it earlier in the week, but you were like, no, let's do Friday because it'll be fun to watch you, Daniel, do
working your ass
this
off
show,
all day.
Mixed Minus after all working all day long, after just having your COVID shot. You're probably sick. You're probably dragging yourself, your corpse to the dead center of the room. Gather
an
up
allusion,
your
allusion to the
but
haunted
what do they always
mansion.
Say? Like, gather up your cadaverous somethings and drag yourself to the dead center of the room.
Your cadaverous pallor betrays an aura of foreboding.
No, this is stuff that the cast members say to get you to move away from the walls in the shrinking room. They have a cute little spiel. Anyway, it's not important, Vera. Excuse me, Scott.
My name is Scott. You may call me Auntie Scott, however. I like Auntie Scott. That was invented by our dear friend and fellow podcaster, Adam Burns of the Geeky Gay podcast.
Was.
And a couple of other ones he does with some clown we don't talk about.
Right. I was going to explain why I could not podcast on Tuesday night.
And I know that the majority of the people listening to this program are dying, literally dying, to find out why.
Probably
so. Daniel.
Yes.
Why could you not podcast with me Tuesday? Or Thursday. Well, Thursday we know for the COVID shot, but why not Tuesday?
Because I was invited to go out to dinner with my nephews. My one nephew had just bought a new, he's renting a new apartment in downtown Tampa that we haven't seen yet. And so he invited us over. And then there's a restaurant down on the river that had outside seating that we had reservations at.
Down by the riverside, down by the riverside, yes, down by the riverside, I'm going to kiss my little nephew boy.
This is not Adam Burns. I'm not that kind of uncle to my nephews. Anyway, so we went there to see Kent's apartment. That's my nephew, Kent. Vera.
With a T, Scott. My name is Scott, by the way. It's Scott, and you may call me Auntie Scott. I think that in this particular program, you're probably going to be forgetting where you parked your bicycle quite a bit because the smoke is still rising at the top of your head, wafting away.
Scott.
Okay. Yes, darling.
That was my Joe Batanson impersonation. You know, he does that, like, Scott.
Who?
This apartment was so ridiculous. That was my Joe Batanson. Anyway, I'm talking about my nephew's apartment.
I'm saying, who is this Joe person?
Joe Batanz. You know who Joe Batanz is.
Have no idea.
Okay, great.
So you're at your...
I'm at Kent's.
Hello.
Anyway, it's a very nice apartment. It's a very nice apartment that...
So when you said ridiculous, you meant good.
Yes, ridiculously good. Ridiculous. It is literally... steps away from the Hillsborough River, and they have like this infinity pool and then a gate, and then you're on the edge of the river there where there's a dock and whatnot, and right in downtown Tampa. Gorgeous place, very nice. And so I casually asked him, Kent, might I ask, what are you paying for this a month?
And Kent replied, none of your fucking business.
$3,200 a month.
Holy mother of God.
$3,200 a month.
Berries in the sod.
Now, granted, it's a very nice place. $3,200
a month.
Yes, $3,200 a month. And I had remember renting apartments in Connecticut that were quite expensive. And I had, you know, this thing in my head is like, I will not pay more than $2,500 if I'm going to pay more than $2,500 for an apartment, I'm going to get a house. It's like,
no shit.
Right. And so I'm not going to give someone $2,500 a month. So
does Kent do for a living that he can throw $3,200 a month at someone else?
He is a salesperson. He works sales for an IT company. I'm not entirely sure the products that they sell, but, he's a salesman for that company.
He must be successful.
Yeah, he does quite well. So he, this $3,200, it doesn't matter how much you make. I feel like $3,200 a month to rent is insane. That's just
well,
me.
Am I
just old? Am I old? Is the new thing to, is the price of being mobile, is the price of being able to not own something, but to be able to just uproot and go to wherever you want to, is that price so high that it's worth $3,200 a month?
You ask me two questions there. One, am I too old? I would say yes. And secondly, to the money question.
Yes.
As my multimillionaire friend says, things are only worth what people are willing to pay for them.
Yes.
So if Kent views this as it's $3,200 a month well spent and it doesn't strap him, then, you know, good for Kent. But I am with you in that is an astronomical amount of money that you're getting no return on. Yes, you're getting a beautiful place to live.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
However, my God, if that were $3,200 going toward a mortgage, going toward and especially you can you know what's funny? When you take off your glasses, your face looks a little meaner. A little mean. So leave the glasses on because otherwise you scare me.
I was cleaning them.
I know. I could hear the squeaking.
And so,
see there at softened, there's this sweet Daniel great, face. Great. Anyway, so that's amazing that Kent can do that. But I'm with you.
Yeah. I was thinking
agreement.
When he told me that, I'm thinking to myself, well, we only
self you're thinking
self. I'm thinking we only pay, I think, $1,800 a month for our mortgage. And it's, you know, a 2,000 square foot house. So it's like you could get twice that basically for $3,200 a month. You could get twice that.
Our mortgage is in the $3,000 something. And this is a gigantic
house.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm, well, Daniel, I am I'm helping to strengthen both of our points.
Oh, I'm sorry. See, I'm so used to you being adversarial that I didn't recognize that's the fact that, yes.
That's me. I'm adversarial. You're not contrary or anything, but I'm adversarial.
Why do you think you're called anti-Scott?
Well, I don't have anything to reply to that. Just call me Vera. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, that's... But we're paying for a gigantic house for that kind of money.
It's a very lovely house. I've stayed there before in the Tom.
Yeah, you've thrown beer bottles in the front yard.
I stayed in the Tom and Terry Memorial bedroom once.
Memorial wing, yes.
Wait, did I stay there before them? Maybe it wasn't the Tom and Terry Memorial wing by the time that I had stayed there. I don't know. I only stayed at your place once, I think.
You visited more than once.
I visited. Yes, I visited more than once. But I think I've only stayed there once.
Well, once again, we're asking me to recall, and that is it's problematic at best, Daniel, to ask me to recall anything.
No, it's fine, yeah.
I know that you've been here. I don't remember when you stayed or the timeline in which you stayed.
Those are the same. When and the timeline are the same thing.
I would say that that is incorrect in the sense that when could potentially be an exact date, and a timeline would be a succession of dates of possibility. So if you give me any more grief, I'm going to start saying really nasty, rude things. Now that we've gotten Kent's apartment out of the way, and congratulations, Kent, I hope you enjoy throwing your
money
away.
That wasn't the point. My point was just too much money. That was, we've made the point. The point was that's too much money. So kids, all you kids listening out there, that's too much.
Thousands of
children that listen to this show, $3,200 is too much money to rent. You should at least have some equity. If you're going to pay that much money, you should have at least some equity in something.
And if you're a real young kid, I want you to go into your parents' bedroom and I want you to walk up to your mom and say, "Mommy, lick my anus." Now, I see on the Trello something that looks really interesting to me because it contains something that I'm horrific at, but something that I love. And it says TV shows memory.
Why are you completely skipping over the edibles?
Oh, well, we could do the edible. I mean, I thought the edibles may come in like a natural flow. Like a flow, you understand. First you played a caveman, then you played a Jew.
I've talked to you many times, and tonight is the very first time that I've ever heard you say that edibles. You would want to try edibles.
Well, I'm considering it. And there's many, many reasons. Mm-hmm. One is that I drink too fucking much and my liver's just going to leave my body. It's just going to say goodbye.
Yes.
But also I watch these enormous, super morbidly obese women that have YouTube channels where they... It's such a kettle of fish that I don't want to open. But one of them is doing edibles.
I saw
edibles.
Someone talk about them on, I think it was a channel called Experts.
Oh, React. Yes.
Experts React. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's Experts Explain. That's a better, the Experts Explain.
Because it's an alliteration. And I was just wondering because, and then I did a little research and I went to a local outfit that actually delivers edibles to your door. And I was looking that they have categories of the edibles as to what, and one says one is relaxing, one is a bunch of them. But I noticed that one was euphoria producing.
Yes.
And I thought, well, you know, I wouldn't mind getting something that produces a bit of euphoria that isn't necessarily as hard on my body as booze is.
Right. If you, there's a website called Leafly, L-E-A-F-L-Y.
Yes.
And they catalog all of the different strains of marijuana. Now, you need to understand that there are basically two types of marijuana. There's indica and there's sativa. Those are the two different families of marijuana. And as a general rule, sativa has more of the euphoria properties in it, and indica has more of the lethargic kind of, you know, calming, you know, like she's kind of sink into your couch kind of the classic smoke a pot, you know,
stoner
smoker. Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's indica. And the reason that indica was so dominant is because the indica plants produce just way more buds than the sativa. So it was in a time where they had to grow it's them.
Like, is that like totally buds? Like you're my friend, bud?
No, like
totally.
The yield off of an indica plant was twice that of another plant. Of the sativa plant. And because okay. they were planting these fields illegally, they needed as much yield as they could get before, because it could be burned down tomorrow, right? So that's why indica became dominant in the United States. But once marijuana legalization happened, you have a rebirth of the different kinds. Most strains are hybrids. So they try to give you a little bit of one and a lot more of the other. And there's kind of a scale, you know, between them. But Leafly catalogs them all in a bunch of different, it's like a wine tasting site. Like there's, you know, it was like Euphoria 1 to 100 and Dry Mouth 1 to 100. And, you know,
oh,
like,
God.
So it tells yeah. you how along the lines, you know, that each one. So anyway, that is in your edibles, you have all of those different strains can be in edibles. Yes.
So anyway, I was just, what it did is it piqued my interest for a number of reasons. I don't know how far that interest is going to go. I really don't.
I think you should do it.
Well, I think I should try it.
Well, yeah, I didn't say that you should like go buy a carton or, you know, a crate or whatever. I don't know the measurements of these things, but yeah, you should try it.
God, do you ever just not have to jump on everything I fucking say?
Nope.
No, you're just going to have to do it, aren't you? You're just going to have to fucking do it, you annoying fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I love you dearly, but yes. You're an annoying fuck. Mm-hmm. Now, listen to me, darling, when I say something like, well, I think I should try it. It is in agreement with what you're saying. I'm not trying to trip you up and say, no, you said I should buy a ton. No, I understand you didn't. You said the same thing.
I know.
But I think you should try it.
No, I do. I think you should try
so
it.
So I'm considering it. I mean, it's $22. You know, what's $22 to try it? You know, what did they give you? 4 little gummies or whatever. I have not had smoking grass. I have never had a good experience of smoking grass. I have smoked grass three times, maybe four, but three times are incredibly etched into my mind as very bad, especially the first one. But what I did not know, and being completely naive about marijuana at all, it was given to me by my girlfriend who had friends over. Yes, I did have a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Who had friends.
Who had lots of friends. They brought over some joints. But what I did not know, and wouldn't have changed my mind anyway, but what I did not know is those joints had been soaked in hash oil.
Oh, fun.
So I was smoking, my very first time smoking marijuana, it was a hash oil soaked joint. And, oh, it was not good. I went and sat on the curb outside the house, and my girlfriend, of course, came out. Are you okay? Are you okay? And I'm feeling...
Like, no, I'm gay and I'm living a lie.
Well, that would have been a good... Wow. Mm-hmm. And I could do an entire marijuana made me gay. I could do an entire thing. Yes. I was a heterosexual young man until my first toke off the evil demon weed. Marijuana made me gay. 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 So she came out to see if I was okay. And I had the worst cotton mouth to the point where when I was swallowing, my tongue was going back into my stomach. It was horrific. And I said to her, please, please just bring me a glass of water. And she said, okay, I'll get you a glass of water right away.
Did she walk back in? And she said,
She tells me, she loved me. She was madly in love with me. She tells me, and I have to believe her, that she literally went into the house, got the glass of water, and came back out. But because... The grass was fucking with my timeline so much. I thought I was sitting out there for a week. I really thought that the sun was going up and going down and sun was going up and days were passing and I'm waiting. Dear God, bring me water. Please, I'm dying. My throat, I can't.
I'm still stuck back earlier in the story where
yes,
where this girl goes out to check on her boyfriend who just smoked a joint, and he's just like, honestly, I just need a glass of water.
Please, please, I don't understand. And can I wear your heels? I want to try on your heels and get me some water. Please. I feel freedom I've never felt before, Robin. I swear, I feel a freedom. Anyway, that was the first time I ever smoked a joint. And then she drove me home, and I literally was throwing up out the window of the passenger side of her car.
Wow.
And I walked into my parents' house, who were in the living room, and tried to just say hello. I went into the back bathroom. This is a very small house, to the back bathroom, which is the larger. There's a little powder room up front and a regular with a bathtub. But right. I laid down on the floor. Thank Christ they didn't have to go to the bathroom. I laid down on the floor for well over an hour, although it could have been 3 days for my sense of time, until my head was semi-normal, and then I went to bed. Mm-hmm. That was my first experience. Why I ever did it again, I don't know.
But you clearly did three more times. Well, I will say that. So gummies is your medium of choice. I would have pegged you more for a brownie or a chocolate guy.
No, I was just looking at what was available.
Oh, okay.
Also, as I said, I've been watching these YouTube videos with this particular woman who is just a despicable human being. And she's eating candies and gummies and chewies and all that stuff. So I am totally ignorant. I have no basis of knowledge of this stuff. This is all brand new to me. I grew up, when I was growing up, everybody talked about marijuana brownies or hash brownies even. So I knew that they existed and never tried them. I didn't know. But I was just looking at the website and I thought,
The thing about brownies, why they are a popular choice or were a popular choice, is because it tastes really bad. Marijuana tastes like marijuana smells. And so brownies have a strong enough chocolatey flavor that overcomes the little bit of pot taste that you would get because it's fat soluble. So you get it into butter or oil.
Yes. I remember that you said that Zach put the kibosh on you making marijuana butter because of the smell.
Yes. And the gummies but now that it's done in laboratories and done in, commercially and done in huge quantities now, it's not that. So they've got it refined down chemically down to like, here's some THC and I'm going to inject that in this gummy and then you're not going to taste, you know what I'm saying?
I do. I understand, darling.
They have a more. It's the not hydrogenated oil. What I'm looking for. It's the corn oil. What's that called? The something corn oil. Yes.
Something corn oil
that everyone's all excited about. It's got too much corn oil in it. It's got too much.
No, you're talking about high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, kern syrup.
Got that kern syrup in it.
High fructose corn syrup. Yeah, so it's going to be the new high. I don't know what I'm saying. Anyway,
it's okay. And I know why you don't know what you're saying.
No, you don't. You don't know why.
Yes, I did. I saw the smoke curling around your head earlier.
It's not important. So okay. I was watching. Jeez.
It's not important. What were you watching, honey? Is this a segue?
Yes.
Wow.
I was watching a TV show the other day.
You said that so sad.
I'm trying to think where I'm going with this because.
Oh.
No. I know where I'm going with it, but I'm trying to think how I want to get there. Yeah, there's a map. There's a map, Scott. I don't know if you know.
I know.
A map.
Listen. I know you're the master of the segue when you're in your normal.
It's like looking at a rose garden from across the way. I see where it's at. I just need to figure out how I'm going to get there.
I understand, without getting pricked
or running into a dead end.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what was I talking about? Watching a TV show the other day.
TV show.
And it was season two of a show that I had liked and liked so much that I put it on my list. You know what I'm saying? You're like, yes, I liked it. I'm very interested when this show comes back, please.
Are you going to share the show?
I don't remember what the show was.
Ah, so it was really, really on your list as being very important.
No, there's a lot. This feeds into my point, believe it or not.
Oh, so I'm watching, it's through the rose bushes here.
Anyway, it was season two, episode one. I start watching and I'm like, I don't remember who any of these people are. I don't remember why they're where they are. And then I basically had to go back and watch season one again.
Because you binge watched, right? And then you came to the second season when it had taken a long time for them to put the second season up. And
the
you
second
had
season was
the first
years,
season.
Years after the first season.
Well, yes, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking. That's right. That's one of the downfalls of binge watching.
Is it? All right. So here's, I don't know if it's a downfall of binge watching, but that is my question. Is this a...
Had to disagree with me, didn't you?
Wait, no. Here's my
contrary.
Question. I'm not. Here's
the... Oh, God, he's getting mad.
That's my thought.
I can see it in his
just
face.
Stop it.
God,
stop
go
it.
Ahead.
Stop it. Stop it.
Ha ha, can't smack me. You're too far away. You're in Florida. Ha ha. Okay, so your question about...
I was thinking to myself, self.
Yes?
Just, I wanted to get that. I wanted to nip that.
Before I said it, yeah. Nip it in the bud.
Is it in the butt or in the bud?
In the bud, B-U-D. Nip
in
it
the bud.
In the bud.
It's a gardening term, yes?
Yes, yeah. I believe probably so. And all. Yes, I believe so. But nip it in the butt is partially true, too, if you're in the gay community. Go ahead.
So I was thinking to myself, self, I don't remember having this problem before. When I was younger and I could keep up with shows season to season, and I didn't have to like go back and watch it. So then I got to thinking to, you know, why this was. And so here were the choices that I came up with as to why.
These are Daniel's choices as to why.
Number one, TV shows now are much more linear and they're just like a very long movie. They much more so than when I was a kid. When I was a kid, TV shows could be aired in different orders and it was like, so it always had to be wrapped up within that 1 hour of time. So maybe I'm not that I remember all the shows from my youth or was able to follow them as much as it really just didn't kind of matter because each show was kind of each episode was kind of its own self-contained show. You just had to know the broad points of, oh yeah, they're on a starship. Yeah, I got that. And then the rest you can fill in from watching it. So you can't do that with TV nowadays because, you know, an 8-episode, 10-episode season is a 8-hour, 10-hour movie.
Yes.
Right. The other thing is that growing up, I didn't have near the amount of choices that we do now. I can watch new series, binge watch new series almost every week of the entire year and still have not watched everything that I wanted to watch, which is a huge contrast to growing up. When I was growing up, we had 3 networks and a couple of independents and you could watch TV maybe an hour or two a night, but you know, other than that, you had to go entertain yourself someplace else. So
is there a question in there for me somewhere in that?
Yeah. So why do you believe that it's because television is denser now is why I forget the whole premise?
It's hard
of
to
it.
Follow. No, I think initially, I think what happens is that the availability is we have such a massive amount of things available and we can consume them all at once. That and because we are voracious people and gluttonous people, it's very difficult to have the self-discipline to say, although my husband made me do it on many of these that I would binge watch through, for example, Grace and Frankie. Mm-hmm. Drew would say, no, I don't want to watch one right after another. Let's have Grace and Frankie for our, that'll be our Thursday night show. We'll watch the Grace and Frankie. But my husband has had and still has and will have until the day he goes to be with Jesus. He has the most self-discipline of any human being I have ever known in my entire life. It is mostly something that I look at with great joy and pleasure and just respect and wonder. But often I look at it and go, what a pain in the fucking ass that is with all the self-fucking discipline. So we would watch. It took the entire season of once a week for Grace and Frankie so that when the new season would start, we were closer to remembering how the last one ended.
Yeah.
As opposed to when I would watch, Drew didn't like American Horror Story, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Although that's not a good example because American Horror Story changes.
It's an anthology. Yeah, so it changes.
Yeah, so it changes everything. But other things that I would watch that he didn't care for, and I would go massively through them quickly. And then, oh, the new season is finally released here, and then it's going to be released here, and then it's on Netflix finally. By the time it got to Netflix, I forgot everything about what had happened to these people. And oftentimes, and I think this is dangerous to the people who produce these shows and allow us to chomp them down immediately. I found that I don't want to see that. I don't want to watch that. You know, I'm past it. As opposed to when it was on, I could not get enough of it. But when all of that time went, for example, look at how good I am.
I know.
American Horror Story. I watched the first two episodes of the newest season that's available to me on either Prime or Netflix. I don't know which it is. I think it's Netflix. The newest season of American Horror. I watched two episodes and thought, nah, I'm done. I'm done with it. This is not interesting me anymore. It may be how they are couching this particular season. But I thought, I'm done with it. I'm finished with it. And I think that one of the things that's going to happen as a result of throwing all of it at us at once is that people are going to lose interest after a while. But to answer your question, I believe it's the availability. I believe it's the mode by which we can ingest these shows. And when I was a kid, the only way we got the fourth, the independents were Channel 9, Channel 11, and Channel 13. Those are the independent LA stations. And then if you were really lucky and you put a little round loop on the back of your TV, you might be able to get Channel 28, which was our PBS station.
Ooh.
But it was basically 2, 4, and 7. CBS, NBC, and ABC.
CBS!
And you had to wait. You not only had to wait, but you were completely at the mercy of when they programmed it and when they were going to air it and when you were going to watch it. We did not have VCRs or DVRs or poopy-Rs. We had nothing but
let me tell you, growing up,
please,
as a child, the...
As opposed to growing up as an adult, I had to, Daniel, because it's you.
I heard you snort off mic and I was just like, oh, well, I'm going to have to edit that and take that out. But now that you've made that dig at me, no, it's not. I'm just going to pump it up. just sprinkle it throughout the entire recording now.
Chewing my boogers.
When I was a kid, who was not into sports in any way, shape, or form, however, I was very much into Disney, and The Wonderful World of Disney came on Sunday nights.
Yes.
Football was also on Sunday nights. And football at the
hit.
Time,
football hit.
You had no choice. The game would always run over, always cut into The Wonderful World of Disney time. Always.
Yes.
It's like, so how do you schedule something that many times and still run over? Why would you just learn that you need to schedule more time? It's insanity.
There is no set time. There is no set time
then
for football.
Then make more time. I see them talk at every given opportunity about the thing that just happened. So they can stretch that out for another hour or two. I would rather just have that entire, you know, it no longer matters because everything is on demand nowadays. But when growing up, we didn't have that.
It's one of the many reasons, one of the many, many reasons that I despise sports. And I especially despise televised sports.
Mm-hmm. Because they interrupted your shows on Sunday nights.
Yeah, well, so many times. Yeah. And not only that. Now, I want you to listen as because you took psychology and you got your degree.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the reasons why my father was absent, was that he was absolutely engrossed in sporting events, and if one was on TV, I could go into the room, shit on the floor, lick it up, and spit it onto the sliding glass door, and he wouldn't notice.
I love that
and
story.
I did it often. I did a lot of shit spitting.
Yeah, it used to be a sport, right? It was your own sport. I'll make my own sport. It's called shit spitting.
Shit spitting turned me into a homosexual. That and the marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we've gone full circle, Daniel, if you want to talk about some more stuff, we can, but I'm noticing our time is about 34-ish minutes. Do you want to continue? Because I'm happy to continue.
No, I don't want to continue because I won't remember what we said before that. This is the whole problem. We produce too much good stuff, Scott, that people won't be able to remember what we said next week.
Okay, so that means we should wrap it up.
Right. We should.
Okay.
We then should.
Because this was so good. And you're just trying to get, because you need a little rest in between all of your performances tonight. It's like you're doing a matinee and you're doing the night show and it's hell.
I know.
Got to get a little rest and dinner in between. You got to produce this show and put it up tonight.
Ooh.
And then, and even before you do anything else. Mm-hmm. So I would like to take, this opportunity.
Yes.
Daniel,
what?
To
what
say
opportunity?
That
yes.
The very opportunity that yes. I'm taking right at the moment.
Okay.
I had such a good time with you tonight today, I should say, that it's tonight for you, but it's today for me.
Right.
That it almost feels as wonderful as if this were a Tuesday and our regular recording time. And even though it's a Friday, it felt like a Tuesday. And I just want to say it's been a joy, my friend, to connect with you and to chat about things that matter.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, thank you, Scott. I always learn so much from you.
Don't you, though?
That it just makes me always looking forward to being here to learn. Because that's what I like to do, Scott. I like to learn.
And I like to be the sage that imparts my wisdom onto the lesser...
You're an expert, Scott. Yes.
Yes, we are experts. And
good night, Scott.
Good night, Daniel.
Thank you for listening to That Darn Elvis. If you'd like to contact the show, you can email us, contact@thatdarnelvis.com, or send us a voicemail by going to voicemail.thatdarnelvis.com. You can always find us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thatdarnelvis. On Twitter, Scott is @AntiVera, and Daniel is @DanielBrewer.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.